Welcome back to KCUR's Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison. If you travel, you know all about checked baggage fees, maybe because you have to pay them, maybe because you have to watch all those other people struggling with their carry-on bags that they really wish they could have checked for free. Maybe you've even chosen your airline because bags fly free on it. But a KU professor says that baggage fees are not only improving airlines' bottom line, they're also making the flying experience better. And the effect may not be what you think it is. Joining us is Masar Arakan. He teaches supply chain management at KU's Business School. Hello, Masar.
Hello.
Really good to have you here.
Thank you for inviting me.
So tell me about your interest in this whole airline issue. Why do you care about airlines?
Sure. So my dissertation was about econometric analysis of flight schedules and flight delays.
Okay, so, wait a minute. What's an econometric analysis?
Sure. I mean, it's about looking at data, actual data practically, and then analyzing it, getting some meaning out of that. And usually these data that I'm talking about is big data. It's millions of observations and thousands of variables.
So studying the airlines is interesting partly because you just have so much data to work with.
Exactly. And it's also practical. I like to work on applied practical problems, and I like to talk my experiences with people like you outside of academia. When I was a PhD student, I was kind of got into that, and then I started to work on this.
And do you yourself fly a lot? Are you a big traveler?
I can't say I'm a that frequent traveler, but, you know, as a faculty member, you go to conferences maybe 4 or 5 times a year. And also I try to go to my home country, Turkey, maybe once in every year. So I travel not frequently, but occasionally, I should say. But whenever I travel, I try to observe because, you know, my research is directly related to that. So I try to get something out of that.
And are you a heavy packer? Do you actually have to pay the checked baggage fees?
I can't say yes, because, you know, especially thinking about if you go to a conference, you don't pack that much. So, and I try to avoid those extra fees as much as I can. But if it's international or another travel, that I have to pay that. Yes.
Yeah, so I always try to travel with a carry-on as well. And we'll get to your conclusions here in just a minute, which are pretty interesting. But I want you to tell me more about this data that you studied. Where do you find all these numbers about the airlines?
So this data is publicly available. You can go ahead to Bureau of Transportation Statistics. And then you can download that data free of charge. So that's what I did, actually. And I went there and then I downloaded that data and worked on that.
I think that would probably be of more value to you than it would be to me to download the millions of data points in that.
Sure. But if you go to that website, that's also helpful for you. You can just find some specific flights and get some statistics out of that.
Who is using this data before you did this study? I mean, what is this usually for?
Now, this data is usually for, of course, researchers like me, but like I said, people can go. And if you are wondering about your flight from Kansas City to somewhere domestic in the United States, you can look at historical performance of that flight. You can find what percentage of time that specific flight was on time or were delayed because of some certain reasons.
So in this research you did on checked baggage fees, did you actually consider every flight?
Yes. So it's not like a sample of flights. It's we consider industry-wide data.
And what period of time were you studying?
So this was between May 2008 until May 2009. So we, you know, if you remember in 2008, around May 2008, airlines started to charge for bag fees. So we went 1 year before and 1 year after that time period.
And do you know how many bags were actually being checked on each of these flights?
Unfortunately, not. So the data that we have is more like a time schedule of the flights. So there are actual departure times, planned departure times, scheduled departure times, but we didn't have the actual checked in baggage data. We had complaints data, baggage complaints data. We also looked at that, but mainly we focused on timetables.
I see. And since we're talking about thousands upon thousands of flights, I imagine you are not sitting there with a pencil and a ledger. How do you possibly analyze that much data?
So there are some software, statistical software, that's very helpful to analyze that kind of data. You cannot use, let's say, Microsoft Excel. It doesn't fit to that. But there are some other statistical software that helps you to get some meaning out of that data.
And you crunch all these numbers and,
yes,
and you come to some conclusion. Let's get to the good part. Your paper appeared in the journal Management Science, you and several other authors. What did you find?
So we found that implementing baggage fees was associated with improved departure delay performance for all major airlines.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
So I sit there on the plane while all these people are struggling to bring their bags on. They're trying to fit them into the overhead bins because they probably should have checked them in the first place. It seems to me like it's taking a lot longer to get on the plane. You're saying that on-time
performance improved.
How could that be?
Yeah, I was thinking like you, Brian, initially. But, you know, that was our personal experience, right? As passengers, we sit on the plane. And then actually, I remember before 2008, I was even at flights, which were delayed just because of there wasn't enough overhead bin space. And that just because of that, flights got delayed. So I was thinking the same thing like you. That most probably this has a negative impact, but it turned out that it's a positive impact, and we have some explanation for that, of course.
Please tell me, how could that be?
So because there is the hidden part of the system that we don't see. So above the cabin, that's what we observe, but below the cabin, what's going on regarding, you know, baggage handling, security checks, all those complex systems, and these are usually labor intensive. We don't see that. So this is the below the cabin effect. And it turns out that the data showed us that below the cabin effect appeared to have dominated the above the cabin effect.
So say more. What is happening with the checked luggage that is taking so much time that having less of it makes such a difference?
Having less of it, first of all, you know, at the airports there are shared resources, right? So these baggages, when you check them in, they need to go through some distances, right? And people are trying to, they sometimes, you know, check those bags, and sometimes there are some, you know, congestion at those areas. So I think what happened actually is that charging baggage fees created a cultural shift among passengers. And after that period of time, of course, we don't want to pay additional extra money. So we try to bring less weight, less load into the system.
It's interesting that you would say it's a cultural shift. This seems to go beyond an economic analysis of the situation. How do you accomplish a cultural shift, or how do you judge that that's what happened?
We looked at the data, and that's what data showed us. And, you know, our analysis is something like a before and after analysis. But you have to separate out all the other factors that can have an impact on departure delay performance of the airline, such
right.
as congestion, you know, number of passengers on the plane, time of day, month, and those kind of things. So after controlling for these factors, whatever remains as the difference is going to be what we can attribute to the impact of bag fees.
And how big a difference did you say it was? How much time are we talking about saving?
So at the aggregate level, the savings was about, on average, 2 minutes. And if you look at the median average, median value, it's about 4 minutes. This is per flight.
4 minutes. That doesn't sound like very much.
Yes, I agree. But if you ask airlines, this doesn't sound that's small, because airlines trying to reduce their flight times as much as possible. And according to one statistic that I can tell you is that according to Department of Transportation, per minute block time cost for airlines is about $65. So if you think about 8 million flights flown in the United States per year, and if you think about, let's use this 2 minutes number, right? Multiply by 8, 16 million minutes savings. If you multiply this by $65 per minute, then you will end up with about $1 billion per year. So that goes to the airlines. It's like reducing their operation cost.
So the interesting thing is, I guess it's not that hard to understand that this is better for the airlines in terms of making money. How is this actually better for passengers, or how do you know that passengers are happier about this?
I know that, I mean, as a passenger, I know that I'm not that happy to pay those extra fees. But what we are saying is that after we solve these numbers, at least we can say that passengers are now enjoying better on-time performance of the airline. So you are going to be at your destination on time more frequently.
How about in terms of their satisfaction with having their bags? Do you have a measure of that?
Satisfaction. I can say, I think I told you that we have baggage complaints data. So we looked at that data too, and we saw a reduction in the number of complaints for each major airline. So that was kind of associated with our theory about reduced baggage fees that's going into the system. So there is less baggage, which means that there is less complaints that we observe.
I guess that makes sense. Now, of course, not every airline has charged these baggage fees. You have Southwest Airlines as a major American airline that was not charging fees. In fact, it's part of their advertising slogan, bags fly free. So should we assume that their on-time performance did not improve in the same way that the other airlines did?
The on-time performance of Southwest Airlines improved, but it didn't improve as much as the other airlines that charge for bag fees.
Why do you think it improved at all?
That's something we also ask, and we think that, and that's, I think, true. You know, there are shared resources at the airports, right? And even though Southwest kept its policy and they didn't charge for bag fees, but that benefited these shared resources like baggage handling systems or security checks that also helped Southwest Airlines, but it didn't help as much as it helped other airlines.
So if Southwest is benefiting from not charging, does it make sense for Southwest to continue not charging and letting the other airlines do that, changing the culture, and they still enjoy some of the on-time benefits?
So there are, of course, marketing side of that, right? I mean, they're using it very effectively, but we try just to look at from the operations perspective. So we say that they're losing something from the operations sense. So we made a calculation. There is kind of an opportunity cost here, because if Southwest Airlines did charge for bag fees, their operational performance would be even better. So we looked at the difference, and it turns out that Southwest Airlines is losing around $35 million per year as an opportunity cost for not charging for bag fees. And that's a kind of conservative estimate for Southwest. It can be even higher.
Has Southwest or have the other airlines responded at all to your study?
Not yet, but I talked to some airline practitioners at some of the conferences, and I explained them our findings, and they say that they were also thinking the same thing, that this charging for bag fees reduced the total number of baggages in the system, and there is some positive impact in operational sense.
Were any of the airlines involved in funding your research?
No.
I'm not the first person to ask that.
Yeah, you're not the first person to ask that, and it just started as a nice discussion with my co-authors, but we didn't have any sponsorship or something like that from airlines. We just wanted to understand what the data is going to show us from the operations perspective.
So when you started this research, did it occur to you that a lot of people, maybe even yourself, would not like what you found?
Yes, this is exactly, because as if I am kind of pushing Southwest Airlines to change its policy, and that may not be good for Southwest Airlines travelers. We are not saying that. We just wanted to understand what the data is going to show us. We just wondered, but there is no intention of pushing Southwest Airlines to change its policy. And like I said, there are some marketing benefits for Southwest Airlines, and they have been keeping that policy. You know, airlines started to charge for bag fees in 2008, and since then Southwest Airlines didn't change its policy and keep going that.
So. Should airlines be charging more? I mean, would that further change passenger behavior and further improve on-time performance?
No, because the cultural shift already happened, right? I mean, so whenever you travel, you always think about your carry-on luggages first, right? Not your checked-in luggages. So that's why I'm not saying that.
Okay. Well, good to know. He's not saying you should raise the prices more, airlines. That's Masar Arakan. He teaches supply chain management at KU's Business School. He's the author of a paper that says baggage fees actually improve on-time performance. Masar, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Brian, for having me.
It's really good to have you here. You can also find our program online along with more information about our guests and these topics. It's all at kcur.org/centralstandard. If you're on Twitter, you can follow us there. We're at KCURCST, and I'm at PTS Brian. Tomorrow, we hope you'll join us for a Screen Time show. We're looking at the hottest thing on TV this season, Election 2016. KCUR Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. Our team includes Suzanne Hogan, Jen Chen, and Andrea Tudhope, along with intern Zach Klamen. Gina Kaufman's on leave. I'm Brian Ellison. Have a good day.